Okay, we continue in Shir HaShirim. We are on the third chapter, the sixth pasuk, Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav, page Nun Beis. We're again in the middle of Hashem's response to the Jewish people. And basically Hashem is saying, I would be happy to return the Jewish people back if I see someone looking for me. And he gave an example of that, as we discussed last week in the Purim story. And Hashem responded to the Jews, the few Jews who were looking for him, and built a second temple in our era, in that era. So, and he also made the oaths for the second time that the non-Jews shouldn't give us that terrible anti-Semitism. And now for the next six psukim in the parak, to get to the end of the parak, Hashem is saying, in what merit did that happen? On top of that, the fact that he already mentioned there are people searching for me, but Hashem grasped on, right in Pasuk Dalet, I grasped onto the opportunity, and once I saw the Jews coming close to me, I just went right away and I brought swift blessings to the Jews, and I adjured the non-Jews not to give us any overly difficult anti-Semitism, so he's going to give the merit for that, and that's Pasuk Vav. Mizos Allah minat midbar literally means, who is this one that ascends from the desert? Kesimros ashan, like columns of smoke. Mukuteres mor ulavono, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense. Did I pronounce it right?
I don't usually pronounce it. I'm having trouble with the Hebrew as well as the
mir.
Okay.
Mir.
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 M-Y.
I know. Mir. Mir.
For the confines of the shul, we don't use that word anywhere.
I know, but that's the word. That's the word. More. Okay. Okay. Fine. Anyway, got everybody excited now. So it's perfumed with myrrh and frankincense. Mikol afkas rochel, from all the powders of the rochel. Literally, it's a peddler, but we'll see. Look at the commentary of the Tzror Hamor back on page Nun Beis. Mizos. So he already tells you what that clause means. Bishvil mi hoyazos, in whose, on account of who was this? What was what? Mashinemer lamal, what I said earlier in Pasuk Dalet. Shachastiv, I grabbed him. Velor pan, I didn't let him go. Umashe veisiv obeis imi, and that which I brought him, meaning him is the Jewish people, to the house of my mother, meaning the temple. Vishbati umos, and I adjured the nations not to give us too terrible anti-Semitism. In whose merit did I do all that? That's coming up now. Mizos, on account of who? On account of Olamin Abidbor, the ones who ascended from the desert. Zevishus Ole Midbor, it's in the merit of those who ascended from the desert. Asher hayu olim, what does it mean to ascend? Asher hayu olim mala mala, they ascended one spiritual level after another level. Kasher olu min hamidbar, when they ascended from the desert. So that's the Jewish people, where they came out of the desert. And that's based on a medrash. Right. Okay, so they grew in that experience. And they ascended kitimros ashan, like a column of smoke. Sholu mala mala, they ascended just like ka'ashan. Hamisamer va'ola tamid zokuf ketamar, just like fire smoke. A column of smoke goes up straight like a palm tree. So they grew straight like that. You know, when you're looking at these graphs of growth, you know, they go like this.
Growth.
So they were ascending like this, straight up.
That expression, Rabbi, columns of smoke, isn't that part of the Seder's
lesson? Yes.
In what context is that?
A bit different. A bit different than this.
Yes, remember when you say columns of smoke.
Yes, that's exactly a similar, but the Hebrew is different than mikuteres. It's a different word than the different verb than mikuteres. Mikuteres more. So what does mikuteres more mean? No, I'm sorry. You. It's the same. I'm sorry. I was ahead when you were speaking. Simros Ashen is the exact wording of the Haggadah, but it's a different context over there. Mukuteres Mor, Kamo Kitur Hamor, like the perfumes of Mor, we'll just call it Mor in Hebrew. Shemoel Lahaver Mine Haarsim, it's helpful. I don't know. I didn't know that that is one of the medicinal purposes of myrrh, is to remove mine ha'arsim, different types of poisons. Kamo shamara alshach, like the alshach tells us. Kamo chayin, so just like that's what the myrrh does. Heviru maaseh hatovim es kolach hatoim mehem. So all the good deeds removed all the sins that they had done. So the Jews had done sins in the desert, but in the merit of them going through the experience and going to Israel, that they were able to take away those, that poison, so it was. Okay, next part. Ulavona and frankincense. Now, frankincense, we're levona, the root is the word lavan, which is white. So therefore, it's hinting to shelisnav shenislavnu avonaseihem, that their sins became white. Achinemar aleim, as it says in the pasuk, v'ani amarti elokim atem, and I said, you are my elokim. So that's what it's that they were able to purify from their sins. Mikol avkas rochel. What does that mean? Shemaseim hatovim malim reach tov, that their good deeds brought such a pleasant smell. Kareach ha'olam mikitor shomine besamim, that like the smell that comes up when you're burning the spices. Vodzos, so that's what it means. Mikol afkas rochel. Again, different spices that are sold. So it gave a very good smell. And he says, not only that, va'od zos, he's leading into the next pasuk now. Hoya ba'anshe ole midbar, what also happened to those who ascended from the desert, is the next pasuk, Zion. Hine mitaso shelishlomo, shishim giborim sovivla migiborei Yisrael. Behold, the bed of Shlomo had 60 warriors surrounding it from the warriors of Israel. What's that hinting to? You know, that's one of the lines you say in the Kriya Shema at night. So what's mitaso? It doesn't mean a bed, literally. But he explains mitaso hamer kava, the chariot. The chariot is what is always referred to. The chariot sheli Shlomo. We said already, Shlomo means what? Hu hashchina. That's the shchina. It's not Shlomo. It's shehashalom shalo. That was in the first pasuk that we did. So behold, the chariot of Hashem. Now, what do we mean by a chariot? What's the mystical connotation of a chariot? A chariot serves one function, to take the person who's on the chariot from one place to another. A king goes on a chariot. King wants to show his power in different places of the country. So, similarly, Hashem's awesome power, as it were, Hashem built in the system that we are able to bring his presence into the world when we behave as we're supposed to behave. So therefore, there's those who move the chariot, as it were, or surround the chariot. So who surrounded Hashem's chariot, bringing his presence more into this world? Shishim Gibarim, 60 warriors. What's that alluding to? Shishim Ribo Yisrael Saviv Lamerkava. There were 60 myriads, that means 60 times 10,000, Jews surrounding the Merkava. Okay, interesting.
600,000.
That's 600,000, exactly. The commentary in 16 tells us to look at the Alshach, who explains that there were Malachim that were created when the Jews said Nasa v'Nishma, and they surrounded Hashem's Merkava. Alshach is a little different than the Tzror Mor is saying. What Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa is saying, he's saying that the pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael themselves, that at the time they accepted the Torah, they became 600,000 surrounding chariots. Be that as it may, it could be both true. You know, it could be the Jews physically surrounded the chariot, and the Malachim spiritually surrounded the chariot. So you can say both are fine. And they were Migiborei Yisrael, from the warriors of Israel, Shedoro Shel Moshe Hayakulam Tzadikim. The generation of Moshe were all righteous. which prompts footnote 17 to say, Lomotsosi makor barur shayukulim tzidik. I have not seen a clear source that says clearly they were all tzaddikim. Okay, so that's an interesting footnote over there. Be that as it may, this is all the merit. Basically, he's saying in all these psukim that the merit that we had later on for Hashem to take us back to build the second base of Migdash all goes back to the Jews who were in Egypt, who went through the desert, as it were. Yes. Moving on.
I say they climbed from that lowest level when they left Egypt to the heights.
Right.
Some of them might have been sort of taken off along the way.
Listen. Shlomo Chosel says there's no such thing as a tzaddik who doesn't sin.
Right.
You have to remember, as much as they're portrayed very badly through Book of Bamidbar, 10 times they tested Hashem in the end of Shmos and Bamidbar, but you got to realize that's 10 times in 40 years.
Right.
And there's a whole 38-year gap. Hashem has nothing to write. Hashem has nothing to write because there was nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So, in other words, there were tzaddikim, but tzaddikim sin too. You have to remember, a tzaddik does sin. No one's perfect. So that, I think, is the broader context of understanding that. Okay, Pasuk Ches, continuing to describe these people, what went into them being tzaddikim. Pasuk Ches. Kulam achuzei cherev melumdei milchama. All of them achuzei cherev, were grabbing on to swords, well trained in battle. Ish harbel al yirecho, each one his sword on his thigh, right? Mipachat balelos, from the terror of the nights.
We're not doing the
trope
anymore?
Well, I just let it go. Okay, anyway. Let's take a look at the Tzurah Mor on page Nun Dalet. Achuzei cherev, hainu kli zayin shenitlan b'chorev. This is the weapons that they received at Sinai. So what weapons did they receive at Sinai? We'll see in a minute. Kamo shamar b'shas, as it says in the Gemara. And again, the commentary says he doesn't find it in the Gemara, but he finds it in a Zohar. Okay, ube medrash shir ashirim, in the medrash of shir ashirim. Bepasuk Moshcheni, that it says, Sheniten l'chol echad klei zayin. Hashem gave every Jew a gift, and that was a weapon. We'll see what this is in a minute. Achuzei cherev, milumdei milchama, who were trained in battle. What's milchama? Milchamta shel Torah, the battle of Torah. So that's what he gave him. The weapon is, the Torah is our weapon. And That clearly is, many times it's synonymous with that. That's what does a weapon do? What does a weapon do? Protects you, kills your enemy. That's what you need a weapon for. So now, if the Gemara says that the Yetzirah is so evil that these are the words of the Gemara, every day it tries to kill you, and it wouldn't be for Hashem's help, he would succeed. So what does that mean? You have a battle with the Yetzer wants to destroy you spiritually, right? So now, and then the Gemara says, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzahara, I created the Torah. That's the antidote to it. Clearly, then that's the thing that helps you deal with your mortal, if the Yetzer is your mortal enemy, Hashem gives you the Torah to defeat it, then that's your weapon. Your Torah is your weapon. We have to always remember that's our only weapon that we have. All the physical weapons that you see in the world only work if our spiritual weapons are really functioning properly. Just like in the army, I don't know if they still do it, but it used to be, you have to really make sure your gun was very clean, because that would affect the way that it shoots. I have no idea, I don't know anything about guns, but all I know is when I was a kid, right, they always check with a weapon's clean inspection. You have to take it apart and clean it and this and that, because then it could jam or whatever. So it's a nice marshal. Your Torah has to always check that it's clean. It's clean Torah. It doesn't have any bad mitos infused in it. Because if you have your own a priori way of looking at things, your schema, that's your schema, not Hashem's schema, then your turret isn't so clean and it won't fire properly. So that's the same idea over here. So they were trained in battle. Each one has the sword on his thigh, as it were. Mipachat balelos, from the fear of the night. Mean to say, Hainu ki akli zayin nitalem neged malach hamavis. This weapon was given against the angel of death. Okay? And that's what it means, lilos, in the plural, because there's two nights. There's the Malach HaMavis is one type of night, and Shibud Malchios, and the subservience in the exile, or to the nations that are troubling us, as footnote 21 mentions. So that's against the angel of death. V'neged Shibud Malchios Shinipsu Lalelos. That's what he's saying. That's why it says nights, and not the singular night. There's a Malach HaMavis, and there's nations who are trying to destroy us as well. So all this, our only real weapon is the Torah. Okay, moving on.
Can I ask?
Yeah?
Is tefillah subsumed in Torah, or is that another weapon?
That's another...
You say we won't defeat the Yitzhak or whatever the Malach HaMavis unless we daven Hashem to help us with that. So
okay.
That's also a weapon.
So but that's not our weapon. Our weapon is our Torah.
Maybe it's our shield.
And really, it's the battles of Torah, the milchama of Torah. Milchama of Torah is when you're learning Torah, you're fighting a battle to understand pshat in Torah, and the Kohanim who are learning about the Avoda, like Rashi says. That's our main weapon. Prayer certainly is another effective tool in our arsenal. But you have to have Torah. That is the primary weapon. Okay, and that's what Hashem gave us at Sinai. He gave us that weapon of Torah. All right, moving on. Pasuk Tes. Apirion asolo hamelech Shlomo. The Melech Shlomo again refers to Hashem. He made an apirion, a canopy, meyatze halavanon, from the cedar trees. Commentary in Tes. And again, in the merit of their righteousness, a canopy Hashem made, who's called Shlomo. And what is the canopy? The canopy is the Mishkan, because that's what it is. It's like it's a covered home made from Meyatze Halvanon. Now, certainly, the question is, were they really Lebanon trees? They really weren't Lebanon trees, necessarily. But the real point of calling them Atzei Levanon, again, Levanon from the word Lavan, white, Shenis Yaseid Midvarim HaMelavnim Avonoseim SheYisrael, was founded with things that whiten the sins of the Jewish people, and that is probably their desire to want to build the Mishkan, and their philanthropic hearts is what cleansed the sin. It was the desire, but that they gave, not so much the material per se, but their desire to found such a Mishkan, that whitened their sins. And now in describing this, there's a lot of metaphor in the next pasuk. Amudav, its pillars, asa kesef, were made from silver. Refidoso, its couch, zav, out of gold. Merkavo, its curtain, argamon. Argamon's another fancy material, a bluish type of material. Tocho, ratzuf, inside is ratzuf, coal, ratzuf ava, coals of love. Mibenos, Yerushalayim, from the daughters of Yerushalayim. What's that supposed to mean? So here he says an interesting idea. Back on page Nunhei. Amudav osa kesev. Amongst the Jews, there's different levels of righteous people. Right? We're saying it's in the merit of these Jews, but there were different levels. And these are the levels you have. Yesh Madregos Tzadikim, Chasidim, V'Yishorim. You have a level that's called Tzadik, righteous, Chasid, pious, Yashor is straight. Three types. V'Yimat Tzadikim, so regarding the Tzadikim, Shenimshu la'amudav, that they are compared to pillars. That's the first words, amudav, a pillar. Misnaig atzmo b'midas hachesed. Hashem conducted himself with the attribute of mercy. Shenim shalak kesev. That's compared to silver. Okay, mystically, silver is it's kindness. V'hachasidim. Okay, the chasidim, the pious ones, shenim shalurifidoso, that are compared to his couch, meaning haynu hametza she'al hamudov shem lamala me'atzedikim. So it's not really a couch. The English is called a couch, but really the metza is like the also type of a curtain that's on top of the pillars. Shehein lamala me'atzedikim. It's higher than tzedikim. So it's something that's placed upon the pillars. So misnaig b'midas hadin harafa shenim shalazov. That's so gold is compared to judgment, but a soft judgment. So Hashem would deal with them with a soft judgment. V'ma yisharim with the straight ones shemer kaftar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now again, that's playing on the words Merkava. They're the chariot of Hashem. Misnaigon b'midas hadin hakasha. He deals with them with the harsh attribute of justice. Hanim shalla odem argaman, like the reddish type of argaman. Okay, kimidakte kimoim kechura sara. Hashem judges them like a hair's breadth. He's the most particular with them. Okay, so therefore you've got three different types of good people ascending higher and higher levels. So I guess the ones that, you know, there's always a certain attribute of justice, but not everybody can stand up to the attribute of justice. So the tzaddikim, he tries more chesed than justice. The holier are, the more Hashem is particular. And the holiest that you are, Hashem is the most particular. Because he knows that you will survive that justice and you'll be much more refined from that. So basically we're discussing different levels of tzaddikim. The keneged zeh, and corresponding to that, also b'mishkan amudei kesef refidoso zov. Now he's going to say exactly what these are. Now the imagery becomes clear. Amudei kesef, that means pillars of silver. Okay, silver pillars. Refidoso zov hu akaporis. That's the kaporis. The kaporis was on top of the aron. V'haparoches, and the paroches, the curtain shenikra merkavo argaman l'ramazalzeh. So those are the three items he's talking about made from those materials. Finally, the last part is tocho, but the inside was rotsuf ahava. What's rotsuf ahava? So he says ritzpa. This word ritzpa here, we would think it's a floor. No, it's hugacheles. It's a coal. Kinyan Shemar, he brings a proof from Yeshaya. Ubiyado ritzpa b'mel kachayim, in his hands, there it has to mean ritzpa, coals in a fire pan. So it has to be coals. So he's talking about coals of love. What does it mean? Klomer tocha shel mishkan. The inner core of the mishkan was ritzpa shel ava, were fiery coals of love. Perish avas roseches, a boiling hot love, a very fiery love. Okay? And now what's that for? Mi benos Yerushalayim, from the daughters of Yerushalayim. Remember, what's the code word of benos Yerushalayim? It's the non-Jews. When Mashiach comes, they're all going to come to Yerushalayim. So he's saying, what's that for? Those coals will yechavu ba benos Yerushalayim. It will scorch the doors of Yerushalayim, which hein ha'umos, these are the nations of the world, ha'mechunem b'shem benos Yerushalayim, who are nicknamed the daughters of Yerushalayim. So that is what Hashem, going back now, so in all these merits of the Ole Midbar, those who ascended into the desert, Hashem made this Mishkan, basically. This was this Apirion, and he describes the different parts of that Mishkan and how that relates to the different types of tzaddikim. And one of the reasons for the Mishkan was for kapara, for atonement. And therefore the different parts of the Mishkan would affect atonement for the Jewish people and different types of atonement based on the different levels of Jews that were there. But, you know, based on, he's being consistent over here, saying they're tzaddikim. Yeah, they're tzaddikim. They're all tzaddikim, but different levels of tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, chassidim, yesharim, It's different levels of that. And to end off the perek, he says, Tzena ureena benos Sion bamelech Shlomo. Tzena, go out, ureena and see, daughters of Zion, concerning King Shlomo's Hashem. Bo'atara she'itralo, with the atar, with the crown, she'itralo imo, that his mother crowned him, biyom chasunaso, on the day of his wedding, biyom simchas libo, and on the day of the joy of his heart. What's that mean? Senarena, says the Tzormor. It's interesting, there used to be a Yiddish, in Europe, there was a Yiddish version of the Chumash. For those who did not know Hebrew, it was written in Yiddish, basically the Parsha, with some Medrashim and things like that. It was called, they said it fast, Senarena. It's really Tse'ena Ure'ena. It's based on this Pasuk. What does that mean? Go out and see Chibaschem Lefanov, your love before him. That's what it's like. Go out and see the love. Benos Tzion, Eli Yisrael, Metzun Ba'alacha, the daughters of Zion. That's always reference to the Jewish people. The word Tzion is really from the word Tziyun, which is distinguished. Mitsuyan. When you get when someone grades you, oh, that was Mitsuyan. That's distinguished. Distinct, but it's like distinguished. It's unique. So what are we distinguished with? Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. It's called Tzion. What does it mean being a Zionist? The loosest term.
Who you ask.
I'm saying Tzion means distinguished. But it says, what do you mean distinguished? So it says distinguished behalacha. Distinguished in halacha. Okay, so that's what Gemara in Brachas says when it talks about what does it mean, the Sharei Tzion. There's a pasuk in Tehillim talks about the gates of Zion, means the gates of the people that are distinguished in halacha more than the other types of learning institutions. So when we say Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, we're talking about because from the distinguished Torah center of Yerushalayim, where halacha is paramount. That's where, and you ultimately, all Torah has to boil down to halacha. It dictates how we behave. So that's where we're distinguished. So you look at the great love that Hashem had for the Jewish people. She'itralo imo. What does that mean? That his mother made a canopy. Ru'u kama simcha atem osim lefanav. Look how much joy you brought before him, Yisparach. Kishatem mekayim mitzvos. When you keep his mitzvos. It's like you're crowning him with a crown of gold. Because you saw the crown that they made for him on the day of his wedding. Zematan Torah. That's the time of Torah. That's when he became married to us, or at least engaged, as we explained that already. Simchas libo, and what's the joy of his heart? Hainu Chanukas HaMishkan, that was the dedication of the Mishkan. So go and see the great love that Hashem had for us because we crowned him, as it were, at the time of the Torah and at the time of the Mishkan. Okay, so now, since it's all one idea, I'm leaving the repeat commentary to go back now. Let's go to the back of the Sefer now. And it's all one idea. That's the end of the perek. So we go to page Kuf Lamed Vav. This goes quite quickly now. This will be a quick summary. Okay, ready to go? Let's see if we can get this in. Kuf Lamed Vav, right at the top of the commentary. Right side of the page is going to be Kuf Lamed Vav. Right at Zion. Vav. Ubeschus me, and in whose merit Hoya Kolzos was all this Hanishkel Amal that we said before. Shisayel Segodesh Baruch Hu Shalapol Biyada Yetzar, that Hashem helped us not fall into the hands of the Yetzahara. Ubanalias Beis Hamigdash, and built the Beis Hamigdash. Viachriach Hase Umashalarasi, and he forced the non-Jews not to do bad for me. In what merit? Kol Zaniyos Alachem Bishus Osa Knesia. I did it all for that group of people. Ha'ola min Abidbar, that came from the desert, Shemador Shiyatzim Yisrael V'olam Midbar, the generation who left Egypt and went into the desert. Kitimras Oshan, like the pillars of smoke, Sha'olu Mala Achar Mala B'Madregas, we went level after level, higher and higher. And they're like mikuteras, more like the incense of the more. Shemaseim hatovim, their good deeds, heviru mehem achatoim, remove the sins, kekiter hamor, like the incense from the more. Ulavona, and the frankincense, from these labnavona sehem, and their sins were whitened. Vayoreach maseim hatovim olalafonai, and the smell of their actions went before me, Hashem, kareach mikitora osor, like this type of the incense of the fire that's made, mikol afkas rochel, what's that, shemine besamram, for many different types of incenses. Zion, he named me Taso. What's the Mitaso? Merkava, the chariot, Shalish Lemo, Shu Ashkinis, the Shechina, Shishim Giborim, 60 soldiers, Shishim Ribo, Shal Yisrael, 60 myriads of the Jews, Chanu Savivlo, they camped around him. It Lemerkava as a Merkava, Vakulam, they're all Migibore Yisrael, from soldiers, Shekol Doro, Shal Marsha, Moshe Yitzadikim, the whole generation of Moshe were Tzadikim. Ches kulav achuz echer, all them grabbing onto swords. Shua klei zayin shnidlam barasina. That's the weapons that he gave them at Sinai. Melum de milchama, trained in war. Milchamta shelter, the war of Torah. Ish charbo irecho, each man a sword upon his thigh. Lahagin love, to protect him. Mi pachad aleus, from the fear of the knights, which means the malach hamoves, and from the goliaths, from the exiles. Hanim shom lelai, that's compared tonight. Tes. Ubiskus osam tzadikim shaldar midbar, and in the merit of those tzadikim of the desert, appear in Aslam Melech Shlomo. Shlomo made them a canopy. Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem made Shua Melech Shlomo. He's called Shua Shlomo. Hashem made the Mishkan. Meatz Elevonim, from the trees of cedar. Shnisiyasid, it was founded. Medvarim Hamalavnim Esam Vosem Shal Yisrael, from the words, from the things that whiten the sins of the Jewish people. Yud Amud, of its pillar, Shel Mishkan, the Mishkan, Asa Kesef, out of silver. V'zeh Merameh Zalosim Shem Rak B'Bechinus Tzadikim. This is hinting to those that are only the level of Tzadikim. She'imam Noe Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Nisa Chesed Anim Shel Kesef. Hashem dealt with them with the attribute of mercy, kindness, that's compared to silver. Refidoso, what's the Refatso? Shua Metzah, that's the thing you lie across. Hatoli Lamal, that hangs above Min Amudim, from the pillars. Asa Mizov, he made out of silver. Vizeromes ala chasidim, that hints to the chasidim. Shem Badari Gavo Yosir, on a higher level, min tzadikim. Shem Nagarish Racham, min tzadin arafa, that Hashem conducts them with a lighter judgment. Shunim Shalazov, as compared to gold. Va kapores zov, and the golden kapores. Sherber Mishon, Roms al Mishkinazu, that's hinting to that level. So that's the kapores. Merkava shel kapora shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yesharim, those are the straight ones. Hamaromas in Betzev, that are hinted with the color Argaman. Shutzev Adam, it's a reddish color. Chazak, strong red. So I guess strong red shades into purple, right? Strong red. Ki itam misa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, next page, B'midis HaDin HaKosh, Hashem conducts with them with a very hard judgment. V'aparoches, Ha'isa B'mishkan, Me'argaman Ramzalzeh. And the paroches was made of argaman, hints to that. While tocho, the inner core, the Hainu Ikaro, V'tachlis Shal Mishkan, but the main goal of the Mishkan was Rotzuvava, coals of love. L'horas HaGachela Shalava, to teach us about the fiery love. Rosechas Me'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. He says that came from Hashem to the Jews over here. The fiery love that Hashem had to the Jews. V'ratzuv Milashem Ritzbas Gacholim. That's from an expression of a coal, coals. V'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Bechina Horas Ava Gedol Azah. Hashem showed an aspect to teach the tremendous amount of love. Why? Mipa'aspenos Yerushalayim. Because of the daughters of Yerushalayim. Shehem ha'umas ha'nikros me'Yerushalayim. It's struck to the non-Jews that are referred to as the daughters of Jerusalem. She'achar ha'egla. Here's, he's adding a new point here. After the sin of the golden calf. Tanu, they complained. She'kodesh baruch hu azav Yisrael machmas chedel. They said that Hashem left the Jews because of the golden calf. L'chein osa kodesh baruch hu mishkan. Hashem therefore made the mishkan. L'horas ava, to teach everyone that he still loved. That love that he has for us with the Mishkan, Shechavu ba'omas barosam. Then now the non-Jews will be singed by that when they see God over Hem Shechavas Hashem. So when they see the great love that Hashem has for the Jewish people, see, that's always have to go back to that second commentary. Adds things that the first commentary did not have. From the first commentary, it would appear that it was this great love, that full of love. but wasn't clear whose love that was. Now he's saying clear that it's the love of Hashem. When things go really well for us and Hashem shows love for us, that singes the non-Jews who want to really see terrible things happen to us. In the final pasuk, Yud Aleph, Tzena Rena B'Nosim, B'Melech Shlomo, Tzu'u, Itam HaVetzorim B'Halacha, go out, you who are distinguished in Halacha, Ru'es HaChiba, see the love, Shemelech Shlomo, Shua Kodesh Baruch, see the love that Hashem has for you. You should know how much joy you bring him. When you keep his mitzvahs, it's as if you crown him. All your days that through this batara also be passed from the crown made of gold. You saw already batara shitola imo, that the crown that his mother made from. We are referred, Dainu Knesserl, Jews are referred to his mothers. We explained earlier why we're referred to Hashem's mother, because we're able to give things to Hashem that only through our behavior. When was that? Yom Chasunus, on day of his wedding. Yom Matan Torah, day of giving the Torah. Yom Shenischatenim, that's when he married us. Yom Simchas Libo, the day of the joy of his heart. Shuchanikas HaMishkan, which is the day of HaMishkan. Again, another thing he adds. Imkein Gam Maseh HaMitzvah Shetasu Ka'es. And therefore, even mitzvahs you do now, Yuchula Atra Beitaro Besimcha, be able to crown Hashem with a crown and with joy all the mitzvahs that we do. And that ends Perek Gimel, that explains why Hashem did all those things to rebuild the second base of Mingish, in the merit of the Jews in the desert, and we can continue to crown Hashem on a daily basis with our Torah and mitzvahs.